Are you tired? No, that's good. Yesterday, everybody told me yes. So are you tired? Are you worn out? According to the Message translation of Scripture, these are Jesus' first words to the people in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, which is what we're going to be looking at this morning. He asks them, are you tired? I don't know about you, but when someone asks me, are you tired? My initial reaction is, rats, how did they figure that out? Like, I'm trying to cover up the fact that I'm tired. We don't want people to know that we're tired, that we're feeling worn out or overwhelmed, because we believe that that will communicate to the world that we are weak in some ways, that we are failing in some ways, that we're not living up to expectations, because certainly we shouldn't be tired. And so we go through life trying to pretend that we're not tired, that we're not worn out. But playing pretend isn't as much fun when you're a grown-up as it is when you're a kid. When I was growing up, I have three younger sisters, and we loved to play pretend, especially at Grandma and Grandpa's house, because Grandma had all of this lovely jewelry and more shoes than we could count. And so we would play dress up in Grandma's shoes and her jewelry, and we would walk around in Grandma's high-heeled shoes, and our parents and our grandparents thought it was adorable, but there was one rule. You could not go up or downstairs while wearing Grandma's shoes. The reason being, these were heels, and they did not fit us. So while we were probably really cute, awkwardly trying to wobble around the living room in high-heeled shoes that didn't fit, if we had tried to go up or downstairs in those shoes, we would certainly hurt ourselves. And so we would play for a little while, and then we would take the shoes off and take the jewelry off, because you can only walk around in shoes that don't fit for so long. But see, as adults, we get trapped in these hurts, habits, and hang-ups because of something that someone did to us, something that just happens, or choices that we make. And we end up carrying these things or wearing these things that don't fit. But nobody warned us not to go up and downstairs in things that don't fit. And so we're falling and we're tripping, and we wonder why we're falling and we're tripping, and we get tired, but we can't let people know that we're tired, so we pretend we're okay, and then we just get more tired because we're pretending, and the cycle just keeps going on and on. And none of us are immune to this cycle. None of us can escape it. It happens to all of us. A couple weeks ago, I was having one of those moments where I was trying to pretend like I was okay, but I was tired. I was overwhelmed and I was burdened, you see, because one of my hurts, habits, and hang-ups that I put on is that I can be a people pleaser. And I want everybody around me to be okay. And if everybody around me isn't okay, I have this like obligation to try to fix things, because I want everybody around me to like me, and I want it all to be okay. And when it's not, I can take that on, and I can carry that, and I can become tired and burdened. And so I'm sitting in a Barnes & Noble with my dad, and we're writing sermons together, because that's what you do when your dad's a pastor. You meet him in a Barnes & Noble, and you write sermons. And so we're sitting there in Barnes & Noble, and I spent the first, like, 2 hours of our time together doing nothing productive but sharing with my dad everything that I was feeling. And then we got to work. And so I opened my Bible, and I opened it to the verse that I needed to be writing about, and I read this. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And that's as far as I got. And I almost started weeping in the middle of a Barnes & Noble. And I looked up at my dad, and I said, Dad, listen to what I have to preach on in 2 weeks. And I read him the scripture. And my dad simply looked at me, and he said, I think this message might be for you. See, none of us can escape the cycle. We all have hurts, habits, and hang-ups that we try to put on, and we get tired, and we get burdened, and we pretend we're not tired and not burdened. But then Jesus shows up. And Jesus comes in to interrupt our game of pretend. Jesus comes in and he offers us something different. He says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." See, the people that Jesus is talking to in this section of Matthew, they're tired. And the reason they're tired is because they've been carrying something that doesn't fit. Jesus is going to use an analogy about a yoke. And this would be very familiar to these people. To them, a yoke, when they heard the word yoke, they would picture something that you put on an animal that helps that animal carry a very large weight. And so teachers would talk about wisdom's yoke. They would say you need to put on wisdom's yoke, and it would help you pull the weight of carrying the law. But unfortunately, the law had become so muddied, and it became such this big list of obligations and things you could do or you couldn't do, and it was so confusing that instead of the yoke becoming a help, it had become another burden. And people were just confused and tired, but they were all pretending they weren't. Because this yoke was only offered to the people who had their act together. So they were all pretending they all had their act together, and then Jesus comes in to interrupt the game of pretending. And Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weak, all who are weary and burdened." And I can almost see the people freeze. Wait, who did he just invite? All who are weary and burdened? Are we allowed to say we're weary and burdened? And then he says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Well, now this just sounds too good to be true. Certainly there's a catch, right? Like, certainly there's a catch. And Jesus keeps going and he says, "Take my yoke upon you." Ah, there it is. There's the catch. See, we knew there was a yoke. We knew there was a yoke, but Jesus doesn't stop. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And I can almost see their wheels turning. What do you mean your yoke is easy? What do you mean your burden is light? How does this work? We can come to you tired? You're not just talking to the people who have it all together. You're talking to the people who are tired and weary and burdened. And you're going to give us rest. How does a yoke give rest? And I believe it's because the yoke of Jesus is the yoke that fits. It is the one that we were designed to carry. The one that we were designed to be attached to. And see, we don't get this as clearly in our English Bibles, but in the Greek, Jesus actually uses two different words for rest. And it's these two different words that I believe help us understand how and why the yoke of Jesus fits. See, the yoke of Jesus brings us back to who God created us to be. And so when Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest," that word for rest comes from the Greek word to refresh. And what I love about the word refresh is that it means that there was a time when it was fresh, when it was light, when it was good. And we want to go back there, right? We want to do it again. Refresh. Bring it back. And see, so often when we're carrying our hurts, habits, and hang-ups, the things that we say are things like, "I didn't used to be this anxious. I used to be a joyful person. I wasn't always this tired. I wasn't always so easily angered. I don't know why I'm like this now." And Jesus wants to bring us back to the people he created us to be. His yoke is easy because it's what we were intended for. His burden is light because we were designed to carry it. And when we come to Jesus, he refreshes us. He brings us back to the person he created us to be before we started carrying all these hurts, these habits, these hang-ups that we were never meant to carry. And then when Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls," that word for rest comes from the word to relieve, which is a taking away of something. We refer to Advil and Tylenol as pain relievers. They take the pain away. And so Jesus comes, and he wants to take those things that don't fit away. He wants to relieve us of them. I already told you that one of my hurts, habits, and hang-ups is that I tend to be a people pleaser. And that part of that is that I want to fix the problems of the people around me. And while this may sound like a charitable good thing, the problem becomes when, as we were told in the beginning of this series, I forget that there's a God and I'm not him. And I convince myself that I need to be the healer and the savior and I need to fix the problem around me. And when I get there, I just get in this really tired, worn out circle. And I remember vividly 2 years ago where all of this kind of came to a point for me. See, I was working in family ministries at a different church, and I discovered that one of the teenagers in the youth ministry that I oversaw had been raped by her boyfriend. And I didn't know what I was supposed to do. This was a girl that I had developed a long-standing mentoring relationship with. We were really close. I had seen her come to know Jesus. I had seen her grow in her faith, and I didn't know what I was supposed to do. And so I'm racking my brain, and I'm trying to figure all of this out, and I'm thinking about what words do I say, what do I not say? Do I need to call her dad? Do I need to call cops? I don't even know what I'm supposed to do, and I'm just at a loss. And I remember all I could do was fall on my knees in my office, bury my head in a pillow, and cry and pray. I didn't have anything else to give. I was empty. I was tired. But see, all Jesus wanted, all Jesus required of me was that I come to him, that I take his burden on and not the burden that I had been trying to carry. And he was going to give me rest for my soul, relief from what I was trying to carry. He was going to refresh me and bring me back to who he had created me to be. But I needed to meet him. I needed to respond to the invitation to come. And only then would I be able to be who he called me to be for that girl. Not when I was trying to do it all on my own, not when I was trying to figure it out on my own, but on my knees in my office, surrendered to Jesus. Only then could I love her well. And see, that is what is so beautiful about the scripture, is the way that it starts. It starts with an invitation, and not an invitation to the people who have it all figured out, not an invitation to the people who have it all put together. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. And so if you come into my office to see me ever, you will see this. This pillow lives in my office. I call it my prayer pillow. Some of the other pastors on staff affectionately call it my cry pillow, but it's about the same thing. And so this lives in my office so that on days when I am tempted to people please, on days when I feel like I am trying to fix everything for everyone on my own strength, days when I feel empty and like I have nothing left to give, this pillow reminds me that I have a choice. I can choose to keep going and trying, to keep pretending that everything is okay, and spin that constant circle of trying, pretending, falling, trying, pretending, falling. Or I can come to Jesus. I can kneel on the floor of my office and bury my head in this pillow and come to him and trust him and know that he takes my weariness and he exchanges it for a rest that is far better than just a nap. It's a rest that refreshes who I was created to be, relieves me of who I was not ever intended to be, so that I can truly live fully surrendered to Jesus. It's how I consciously commit my life and my will to Christ's care and control. And so this morning, as we close, what we're going to do is we're going to take a moment to respond to Jesus' invitation to come, to let go of those things that we are carrying that don't fit, to let him show us what we've been trying to do that doesn't fit. And you may be sitting there and you may be thinking, you don't understand. My burden, my yoke, it's a lot bigger than people-pleasing, Haley. That makes it sound easy. And maybe you're right. Maybe I can't imagine what you're carrying. But Jesus didn't say this to the people who had it all put together. Jesus' invitation isn't off limits for anyone. And his rest that refreshes and relieves transpires all things. It can take away all things. And so as we hear the music to the song, I Surrender All, we're just going to sit. We're going to take time to come to Jesus, to let him show us what we need to let go so that he can refresh us and relieve us. You can do this from your seat. You can do this from the altar. You can kneel at your seat. Whatever you need to do, don't let this time go by without responding to Jesus' invitation to come. Rest is the promise.